As a teenager, it wasn't unusual for me and five or six of my friends to go down into the basement of our house where we had some old mattresses kind of taped together, and we'd wrestle. And one day we decided that we would wrestle as long as each song on the radio came on. So first I would wrestle Gary, and the song was My Sharona. The second song, Gary would wrestle Pele, and the song was Glad to Be Back. And Greg, who never wanted to wrestle, got lined up, and the song that came on for him, sure enough, was none other than Freebird. 13 and a half minutes of nothing but pummel, beat up, sweat, snot, punch, kick, pinch. And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the Faith Up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. I am sitting here in the middle of a snowstorm in Minnesota, and I love it. Love it. Hey, if it's going to be cold, let's have the snow. And we're getting pounded, and it's fantastic. I'm looking out my window. Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. This is the David Alliance. We are on all channels. Check out our social media posts and share, review, rate the podcast, share it. Appreciate it so much. Today, we're continuing on hit and miss, back and forth on spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6, chapter 12, it says, "For we do not fight or struggle or battle or wrestle." These are words I would use. "We do not grind or onslaught or clash or combat or rumble or harass against the flesh and the blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of this darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." And while that's true, there is something we do wrestle against that's actually the flesh. So we know that this term wrestle in the Greek means to the death. There are no breaks. There's no rounds. There's not three-minute rounds. There's no timeouts. You went in, and in the Greco-Roman Empire, you fought until someone died. And that's the word that Paul is using here. We fight until we die, but not against flesh and blood. But wait a second. We do wrestle against flesh and blood. We do. No, we really do. And you say, but the Bible verse says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Well, in context, it's saying we wrestle against principalities and powers and against the dark forces of this world, not against actual evil human beings. But let's clarify. Romans 6, verses 6 through 23, Paul says we do wrestle against the flesh, but it's our flesh. Yeah. We wrestle against the old man. Look, one of the number one tactics of the enemy is to use the lust of the flesh. And we've got to deal with the lust of the flesh. When I was a young kid, about 17, Gary Palermo came to our church. And one of his sermons, he said, "Hey, look, all I want to do is eat, sleep, be tickled, and have sex." And I was shocked, because at 17, that's all I wanted. And I haven't even had sex yet, but that's me too. Look, if you want to chew on something for a while, chew on this. Your flesh is so weak that it is overpowering. Did you catch that? Your flesh is so weak that it's overpowering. Ever try to go on a diet? You realize just how weak your flesh is. So we have to learn to battle against our flesh. Look, we learn in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, when it says, therefore, what's it saying, therefore? It's saying, therefore, once you have your relationships in place, the husband's under God, and the wife's under the husband, and the kids are under the parents, then you can put on the armor and fight. But now here he says again, with the flesh, we see in Ephesians chapter 4, we have to put away the flesh. We have to deal with the flesh in verse 25, lying, speaking truth and love to our neighbor. Do not be angry, verse 26, giving no place to the devil, verse 27, to not steal, verse 28, no corrupt communication or words out of our mouth, verse 29. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, verse 30. No bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, malice. Put all those away, verses 31. So we do have to deal with the flesh in order to be successful in our spiritual warfare. Look, you can't live like the devil and then strap on God's armor and fight the devil. Yeah, you can tweet that. That's pretty good. Galatians 5, 16 says this, and I quote, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do things that you wish. But If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The law is flesh. So here, check this out. How do we stay in tune with the Spirit? How do we not listen to the flesh? How do we overcome the flesh? By living in the Spirit. Okay, Garth, great. What does that mean? That means constant and continual communication, constant and continual intense back and forth of being with God, practicing a relationship throughout the day. Not just your quiet time, not just your 5 minutes of scripture and your prayer in the car on the way to work. It means you practice the presence of God. He's with you always. And when you practice the presence of God and you're in tune with His Spirit, it's easy to smell out the flesh. Look, early on, I thought my wife was crazy. She would be with me. We'd go out on dates. We'd meet people at church or work or the neighborhood or whatever. And she'd say, "Don't trust that guy." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She'd say, "Don't trust him." "Why, babe?" "Well, because he's not trustworthy." "How do you know that?" "I can just tell." It seemed a little, I don't know, psycho, maybe is the word I'm looking for. It just seemed a little crazy that she would make such a quick and brash assessment of this person. But look, I've been with this woman 39 years, and she's always right. And then I read an article about how the FBI, when they interview people, and they don't know whether they're guilty or not, they use women who've been sexually abused or have come out of abusive homes because they can pick up on the nuances of people who are manipulative and liars and who are not to be trusted. That's my wife's background. And so they would spend time in these interviews. They would just sit there and watch the person get interviewed. They wouldn't even ask questions. They just listen and watch. They'd walk out of the interview, maybe the interrogation, and the interviewer would say, "I don't know, his story seems to line up. Everything seems to check out." And the woman would say, no, not at all. Keep digging. Keep looking. This guy's guilty." And sure enough, he would be. So that's what it's like to be in the Spirit. You spend so much time in the Spirit, you can sniff out, "Hey, I'm not going to go to that movie. I'm not going to go with those friends. I'm not going to read this. I'm not going to drive there. I'm not going to pick that up and look at it. I'm not going to go to that website. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to absolutely make sure that I am in tune with the Spirit." And when you are, guess what? The flesh dies, and that's where you want to be. So make sure you practice the presence of the Holy Spirit. Garth Ekman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.